Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Love,
lifting me higher. That's Jackie Wilson bringing us back 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our new friend, Steve Nichols. Steve is an internationally recognized social media strategist. His new book is called Social Media in Business, How to Help You Succeed in the New Internet Revolution. Steve Nichols, that's two L's in Nichols, by the way. Steve, tell us how we can find your book and you online, please.
Yeah, if you go to my website, which is socialmediainbusiness.com, and not one of any other name, socialmediainbusiness.com, and we have a course that we're doing in January, which is socialmediainbusiness.com/learning. And if you want to find out any more, we've got loads of articles and all sorts of stuff you can find there.
Good. Thank you for that. And the book, I'm sure, is available wherever books are sold.
Oh, sorry, Amazon, you know, anywhere. Basically, anywhere you can find a book, you can find my book.
One of the things, as I've said previously, and for the last 4 years, Steve, is I think the term social in social media derails a lot of small business owners from really getting behind it. It's a slower, it requires more patience for the time and the investment you put into social media. And so I came up with this thought that I want to get you to think about. I believe it's important for small business owners to realize that they are going to increasingly get prospects from online communities. But they have to realize that the rules for acquiring customers in these communities is not the same as the rules of selling. What do you think?
Yeah, I would agree with that. And also I would say this, is that if you're a small business, that you have to be a guerrilla fighter rather than trying to go head-to-head with big companies, because big companies can throw millions and millions of dollars at this, and if you're a small company, you can't. So you have to be a bit more wily, and you have to have a strategy which is one that is a bit more tricky. So as an example, if you look at someone like Starbucks, I mean, they've got millions, but they have a website called mystarbucks.com, and what they do is they ask their customers to throw in ideas of how they can improve their business at Starbucks, and that's every aspect from the products through to the environment through to anything. And then they get the customers to vote on that. So I would take a look at that, because that's a really interesting area, mystarbucks.com. Right. Now, in every industry, there will be a big company doing something similar. So, for instance, if you look in the computer industry, you've got Dell and so on and so forth. Now, the reason I'm telling you that is if you're a small business, you could do that, but you probably don't have the money, and you don't have the time or the resources. But what I would do is, if I was a sandwich shop or I was franchising a similar business, I'd be going in there and looking, what kind of ideas are people saying to Starbucks that they want to be improved? And I'd be going, wow, that's great. I can pick that idea. And I would be using the ideas that are coming.
So you'd be borrowing some of the things that Starbucks is learning. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. and I'd be implementing it a lot quicker than they are.
Right.
Because
exactly.
They're a big company.
Exactly.
Big companies cannot move fast. So in terms of communities, what I would say is this, is yes, you are going to have to be part of communities. Now, some of those communities already exist and well-established. And so if you're a small company, what you want to be is useful. You want to be useful. You want to be genuine. And so, for instance, there will be communities that exist, and there are lots of different ways you can get involved in those. So be useful, be involved, and you're right. It's very different. It's not like selling. You know, selling is not about pushing your product and, putting out brochures and that sort of stuff. You know, online, people are a lot more, if you go to a typical website, it takes about 30 seconds for somebody to make their mind up whether they want to do anything further. I mean, if you look at 80% of people that come to your website, they'll be there for 30 seconds, and they'll be gone. Mm-hmm. So if you don't capture somebody's attention in 30 seconds, they're gone. And same in the community. If you start trying to sell to somebody who's in a community which is, where they're trying to share information, they're trying to... But you'll be seen as a spammer, or you'll be seen as somebody who's just trying to sell stuff.
And, well, see, this comes back to the rules again, Steve. Because I grew up in a sales environment, and what you did is you called on people, you qualified them into prospects, you turned prospects into customers. Once they became your customers, then you served them like crazy. So you sold first and you served second. in the online world, in building online customer communities, I think the key is that's completely flipped. You serve first and sell second. What do you think?
I would agree. Yeah, it's all about serving first and then so being useful. You have to be useful. So if you're not giving away useful
and another way for, can I add relevance to that useful term? Useful.
Absolutely.
And relevance.
I mean, because if you're not, people aren't going to hang around. I mean, think of the communities you're a part of. You mm-hmm. know, which ones do you stay around? Which one do you get involved in? You
right.
get involved in the ones that are trying to block your stuff and they're trying to, you know, trying to be tricky. We all know when somebody's really trying to help us.
Right.
And we all know when somebody isn't. So
right.
you go to the site, it's got lots of pop-ups and adverts and,
right.
you know, all sorts of tricky stuff. And one of the things I'll say about myself is I am not a conference speaker goes around, the PR type person talking about this stuff. I don't. I'm actually doing it with customers. But I haven't really got time to go and speak.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we've created, courses and things like that so that other people
right.
can get involved.
What does it cost to go to your January course?
It costs $200. And,
okay.
and for two people. That's for two people because
$200.
One of
all right,
I've
good.
Learned over the,
good. And they can find out more about that at socialmediainbusiness.com/learn is how you find out more about that course. Folks, I bet you that's a pretty good investment. Hey, Steve, will you come back another day?
I'd love to. We'd
love to. And I got to wrap it up, Steve, but I'd love to have you back. We'll get you back again real soon. Steve Nichols, folks, all the way from London, England. His book is called Social Media in Business. Check it out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Okay, everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our newest employee.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.